summertime is coming, and the trees are sweetly blooming, and the wild
hello and welcome to episode 12 of Keith's Craft Collective. This week the blather is on history. I have a lot of news and a couple of book reviews. Well, the collective is mainly me, and I've been on holiday, so there's not much news there. But get your craft in, your cup of tea, and I'll tell you what the crack is in Caithness this week. On to the news. Very nice news. One of the collective has very much reason to celebrate. Joanna gave birth to a gorgeous baby boy, Michael, who weaved in at £6.15. Lots of congratulations to her and her husband, Willie, and her wee girl, Katie Morag. Yep, you heard it right. Katie is my Daisy's little friend and is called Katie Morag, but not after the book. And if you've never seen the book, do so, because it's a great children's book by Mari Heatherwick. The artwork in it is beautiful. It's based on the island of Col. You've not heard much from Joanna recently as well. She's been busy being pregnant and having her feet up a lot at home. She is a beautiful knitter and has won first prize with her crochet hat after only learning 2 weeks before the show. Anyway, I hope the nights aren't too long and little Michael is settling in well. Other podcasts I've been listening to this week are Knit a Journey, and someone on Ravelry had said she'd mentioned me, but I think she was actually talking about Yarns from the Plane, who is very, very good. I'm looking forward to her talk about the knit camp in Stirling last week. If any of you was at it, I hope you enjoyed it and loved Stirling. I used to live there a wee while ago, well, quite a few years now, and the McCree Brothers shop is opposite the Golden Lion Hotel where I got married. If you wondered about the wee lochan and the grounds of the university, that is where I had my wedding pictures taken. Happy days. Anyway, I was dead jealous of you all being there. Back to podcasts. Sorry, I'm Billy Connollying myself a little bit today. Now, sticks and strings. I like his teacherly way of talking, and I think he's a fantastic knitter, which quite encourages me. Obviously, there's Electric Sheep, and I've also listened to Knit Picks, It's a Pearl Man, What Happened to Him? There's only one from him this year, and Knitmore Girls. I've also listened to Oxford Biographies and Financial Times Energy Weekly, Rod Gilbert's Best Bits, and Chris Moyles. I've got to catch up on them. But I'm always looking for some new ones, so do tell. The group on Ravelry is well on the go. We've had a bit of a blather in there about crab shells being used for something other than ashtrays or fish food. The group's called Caithness Craft Collective, so join up. And by the way, this is the new knitting law. I've been very nosy and I've had a look at everyone's projects and was completely in awe at everyone. Plus, I like looking at other people's list of groups, and mostly everyone in there is an Electric Sheep or Yarns from the Plane fan. If you're not, please do listen, and they are fantastic. I am kind of nosy while I'm looking over your shoulders, you know. The May Highland Games went off quite royally. Actually, I didn't realise that Prince Charles was there for quite a while. But when I did, I went round and I took a photograph of him for you. Sorry, squeaky chair. It's not me being windy. Although it was a bit far away, I had two small children hanging on my leg. I didn't realise I was taking a photograph of an empty seat. I then saw someone move wearing a green jacket and thought, oh, there's word chuck. So there you go. And the weather was fantastic. The stand for Scottish Power was very, very busy. We gave away oodles and oodles of freebies, mostly to visitors, but well, that's great for the local games. I'm going to my family's local games this weekend. The Helmsdale Highland Games are on Saturday 21st of August, and I'll be there surrounded by Mackays. Well, it's been my maiden name and my father's side from the great city of Helmsdale, which is south of the Ord of Caithness in Sutherland. Don't panic, my granny was from Wick. Actually, Helmsdale is a wee tiny village, we just like to call it the city. My father had triplets as his older siblings, and they are celebrating their 70th birthday next month, so we're having a bit of a family bash. Happy birthday to Auntie Elizabeth, Auntie Jean and Uncle Sutherland. It's a great Highland Games, it's bigger than the May ones, and of course I know a lot of people there, and well, that's what these events are really about, which is meeting people that you only see once or twice a year. And my second cousins, Anne and Joey, have a really cool old car which they always take up to the picnic bench beside the monument. We assemble there about 2:30 and stuff our faces, and then they have tossing the cabers and kilts galore, and it's very Scottish. Also, craft shop news. BB&C Craft Shop in Wick has moved round the corner to Bridge Street, and I wish them all the best in their new location. They have literally moved around the corner, but it's now in the main street, and I can't wait to get in there without the bairns and have a good look. I know that they have a stock of wool, which is good. I hope that they do stock that the real thing, or Elizabeth don't do, and then everybody's happy. If you're driving south from Caithness, Brora now has a wool shop. This is where the other BB&C craft shop was, but they didn't renew their lease, I believe. And Knitting Kitten from Ravelry told me that she's been in and she bought some yarn. Now, I couldn't get my husband to stop, and I know Sarah couldn't either, so well done, Knitting Kitten. Ha! The knitting law is now, if I'm not buying it, you have to do it for me. Well, not actually for me. I have more than enough. It's the buying part that I'm missing out on. Happy birthday to Sarah, who was gifted some KnitPro needles from her lovely husband. Of course, there is a story. There's always a story. They didn't arrive on time, so she rang them. Oh, now I wouldn't be doing that. That's my fridge making that rattly noise, by the way. And she said it was a new website shop that had only just gone live, and they hadn't realised that they had an order, so they had sent her some free yarn as a voucher to say sorry and for the next order. So, result, my KnitPro friend. Speaking of KnitPro, I noticed in Let's Knit this month, issue 34 for those interested. Yes, I am a subscriber, and yes, I would like mentioned in your things we like to listen to section, please, that they are doing a special on KnitPro needles of suppliers that you can get them from. And not only that, they have interviewed Addicted to Knitting Shop, whom I got mine from. They must listen to me. They really must. I can't be that psychic. I like the patterns this month, especially the felted handbag. My own handbag, my only designer bag, a Radley, had lost its little dog tag. I am upset about this. And also the lining is coming away. Sniff. I bought that bag way back when. I had been lusting after the dog bags. Well, I'm not really into designer stuff, but I love this little dog because it looks like my dog, Quattro. And I kind of knew about them because my friend Aileen collects purses and this was one of her chosen designers. Anyway, I was in John Lewis in Glasgow with my mum and I hummed and hawed about getting this bag. And at the end of the day of shopping, I decided, yep, I'm getting it. And I said, I like this shoulder one here, but I want a black dog tag like my Quattro, not the blue one. So I put down my laden shopping bags and I spent ages swapping over the dog tag from the other bag beside it. I didn't realise that they all came with their own colour, you know. I'm just not into it. I was taking it along to the checkout and a very nice assistant said, would you like a fresh one in its own little bag and comes with leather soap? Oh, that sounds wonderful. Yes, please, I said. So, gets home and there was a blue dog tag, not a black one. Anyway, if you see a little blue dog tag running around Caithness or Orkney, please send him home or look after him for me because I miss him so. I may or may not buy a new leather bag or I might just knit one instead. What a bind. I have noticed that there is a textile exhibition going around the Highlands. It is visiting the Castle Hill Heritage Centre in Castletown on the 4th or 5th of September and it offers a chance of trying spinning. I quite hope to attend this. I couldn't find anything on their website or Caithness.org but I'll go back to the library where I saw the poster and take proper notes. Also, Northern Loops has started a group in the Northern Highlands to promote charity knitting. I've joined this group in Facebook and she promotes Teddies for Tragedy, which I think every wee bairnie in Pakistan could do with one just now. So on to the blether, and this week's topic is history, as in history and trees rolled into one. Our holiday last week revolved around trees. My hubby's family are all foresters and he loves trees. It's something that Caithness has a distinct lack of, as it's very windy and there are very few trees about. Basically, the trees aren't stupid, because they just get blown over every winter storm. I've said it before that I have a great view from my house which stretches for miles and miles, and part of that is because there are very few or little trees around me. Trees mean many things to many people. To me, they are heat, as we have a wood-burning stove as our only source of heating. But they do make me feel quite claustrophobic, to tell the honest truth. When we were on holiday, there were a lot of trees, and I was longing for my wild open space by the end of it. We did have a brilliant time doing lots of things that we can't do up in Caithness. We had soft play, we had Legoland, we had cinema, we had a trip to oldie worldy towns, and also we had a trip up to London, to the Natural History Museum, or as my Sandy called it, the Nasty History Museum. It's a museum that follows the Darwin theory of evolution, and it has lots of stuffed animals, birds and fish, as the main event being the dinosaurs.
Rawr.
I was impressed with the size of the Tyrannosaurus Rex, but I thought that Diplodocus would be bigger. Mary Anning was a whiz at finding fossils of giant marine reptiles near her home on the south coast of England, and was only 11 years old when she found her first ichthyosaur back in 1810. Anyway, we queued up to get in, we queued up to get to see the dinosaurs, and then we queued for lunch. But it was very interesting and a great day out, as it's free admission. They also have a slice of a giant sequoia's trunk from California, which species is the largest living thing because of its bulk. It says that the tree was a seedling in AD 557 and it was cut down in 1892. How amazing is that? The stories that that tree could have told. It actually did make me think, as we went to a forest near Horley that husband used to visit when he was a bear, and I told Sandy that the trees he was looking at knew his daddy when he was a little boy, and they used to tail him off too. J.R. Tolkien had living trees in his book of The Lord of the Rings as the Ents, and they never did find their Ent ladies. Ha-hoom. Now the song. I couldn't quite think of a song for this week. Hubby suggested the verve history, but, well, it's just a wee bit depressing. I quite like it, but... And I was thinking laterally and came up with There's No One Quite Like Grandma by St. Winifred's Choir. It popped into my head because of the whole family tree. I've put you the YouTube link up for those of you that have never had the sheer pleasure of this song. I remember buying this on vinyl 7-inch when it came out. Now, hey, I was only 5 and I loved my grandma. We met up with relations who have been doing my husband's family tree. See? Histories and trees, all in one. They have his parental side up until 1802, and although I'm not related to royalty, I am related to Shane Ritchie, who's married to his cousin's great-niece. What is it they say? You're only 6 people removed from everyone in the world. That means I almost know everyone from EastEnders. Hey, wait a minute. They almost know me. That's more like it. I think family trees are quite interesting when they're your own family. The BBC One programme just now, Who Do You Think You Are?, does bring it all to life, and they do go into great details about their ancestors' professions and lives. The Hobbies family tree, they've got old photos and obituaries and a bit extra information than my own one has. My great aunt did ours back in the 80s, and really our own family weren't into it at the time. I am now, which is good, as it's not too late, as most of my relations are still around to ask. If you're in the back of your mind to do one, do it now before your elder relations are no longer around, and they can give you great screeds of information. For instance, how great Aunt Lucy used to take her tea, and why did great Uncle Thomas have a stuffed daughter in his house? You know, important information. Now, out of the bedroom window I was staying in, there was a great big horse chestnut tree that was laden with conkers waiting to drop. Conkers completely fascinate me. Due to the lack of trees when I was growing up, we never played the game where you put a string through one conker and you bash it against your opponents until there is only one left whole. Let me know if this is only a British game or do my overseas listeners play it. Hello to Germany and Ireland. No Puerto Rican this week though. Sorry, I digress. I love the colours of the tree, which is starting to turn brown, as it being mid-August. The chestnuts were lime green against the reddy-brown tree and they were distinctly round and the bright green, and they made a great picture from my room. I think I have made a memory which I can incorporate into my textile art. I managed to take Sandy along to Toy Story 3, which is Woody, the cowboy in it. Har har, tenuous link there. We did the 3D version and Sandy was very cute sitting with his 3D glasses. And that's the second time ever going to the cinema, as Thurso Cinema closed earlier this year. We ended up going to Brighton. I mean, how far away could I get? There was an advert for a bank or something along the lines of what does a tree mean to you? And I think I've stolen that idea today. It could mean a shelter, a home, a plaything, inspiration, oxygen makers. It could mean fuel, a pee stop for a dog, or food. Trees are more important than I ever thought. When I was on holiday, I did find a lovely craft shop in East Grinstead, and I also made it to Hobbycraft, and I didn't buy any yarn. Well done me. Now, I'm looking forward to the time to sit down and do some crafting. We had a really lovely family holiday, and apart from the 4-hour delay coming home from Gatwick, Daisy being hard work on the plane and back. And yes, the airport did bring out the worst in everybody. Even on the Inverness flight, people were quite rude. Luckily, everyone around us was lovely on the plane, so thank you fellow passengers of the EasyJet to Inverness on Wednesday. They made a very long day much better for me. So, two very quick book reviews. One is Knitting for Dummies by Pam Allen, Tracy L. Barr and Shannon Oakey. This is published by Wiley, which is in the For Dummies range of books. You know them, they're black and yellow, and they started on computers and they've branched out into everything, including quilting. I saw it in Hobbycraft. Now, it's a very thick book and you're looking at about 350 pages of not great quality paper. There's lots and lots of different techniques, but less photographs than I would like. I like to see colour photographs of anything I'm working on just to make sure that I'm heading in the right direction, whether it be knitting or card making. I think I work better with photographs than just written instructions. But it is a great reference book and they have handy wee hints in the margins from their experience. I'm not sure if I would buy it, but I enjoyed flicking through it from the library, and if I had a chance of beginner's reference book, I would ask for it for Christmas. The cost in the back is £15 for us, $22 US or $24 Canadian. Aye, value if you're flush. Second one was The Knitter's Bible Knitted Bags by Claire Compton, and this is published by David and Charles. Now, I love this book. Its tagline is experiment with exciting yarns and new techniques to create 25 beautiful bags for every occasion. Yes, I would agree with that. I've had this book out twice now from the library and I would take it back out again. I've put it on my wish list from Amazon or Reader's Union, where I know I can get it cheaper than the list price on the back for £13 or $20 US or $25 Canadian. Ouch, Canadians. It has the lovely coloured pictures all the way through. It shows you the bags in different yarns and colours to give you a different type of bag. For instance, it tells you if you fancy an evening bag, do it in rich purples. If you like handbags, hello girls, and if you like a knitted one, this is a very good book to look at. What I especially like is the fact that she doesn't list the specific brand of wool in the pattern, she just tells you the weight of yarn, although they are all listed in the back. And I find this great, as sometimes I can't get certain yarns up here and I find it quite difficult to get past the suggested yarn. It puts me off, to be truthful. I think I'm getting like Sarah and Mum in the fact that I have to do it as it looks, and there is nothing wrong with that before you batter me again. The practical instructions are at the back, the yarn information is at the front, with a list at the back. And even the back cover has a handy flap with abbreviations and a ruler on it. Yep, I like this book. And back to the library it went today. Sniff. So, on to what I've been doing. Well, not a muckle lot again. Basically, because I've been on holiday. I'm on the necklines for the Debbie Bliss V-neck baby cardigan, and also the Surdur baby crofter jumper. I didn't take them with me because both of them are doing rip and one of them is picking up stitches, and I want to do it in peace and quiet. I did pick up the clickety clack pink cardigan, and I decided, with a bit of help from Sarah, to do the last bit in cream. It actually looks very bonny as well, and it's the same Surdur baby bamboo yarn. It does look okay, and I've just the sleeves to do now. What I did take on holiday was a ball of 4-ply blue acrylic yarn and a 3.5mm crochet hook, knit pro. And I've done some granny squares, about 6-inch sized. So I'm going to look out some cream or white acrylic 4-ply and rattle up some more granny squares and add this to a wee blankie that will go for one of the many, many babies that seem to be popping up everywhere. Now, forgive me. No textile technique this week. Although I will give you one technique, which is don't let your 1-year-old daughter near your textile art stuff, because she emptied a bag of shells and a bag of pearls, not real ones, bead pearls, and mixed them all together. And it took me quite a while to pick them all up. I haven't even sorted them yet. And yesterday, she emptied a whole bag of seed beads all over the tabletop. So, because I really need to tidy it up badly, I've not had the oomph or the courage or the gumption to go near it. So textile art starts up again soon and I'll have more to report on it soon. But I will suggest that you all go to Stitching Fingers website. It is mainly for the embroidery and cross stitch and textile art and patchwork and quilting and sort of material side of things. They do have a knitting forum in there, and it is along the lines of Ravelry. I wouldn't have said it was as good as Ravelry, it's not as well set out, but the lady that does it, she does it herself, and she's done a very good job. She switched it over to the Ning network. Not easy to say that. Ning. It sounds like something from Flash Gordon. But I'm on there as, Louise Hunt, you know, just for a change. So if you're on there as well, give us a shout, because I'm very quiet over there. And yeah, it kills me. I hate being quiet. Also, last episode, I promised you Vimto Night Report. Now, for anyone new, Vimto is what my craft group is called. As well, we all seem to drink it the first night and it's stuck. And I promised you a report and didn't give you one. And I didn't even notice until I was doing the show notes. So my apologies for that. It was just Sarah and I, and we knitted and showed each other what we had bought for over the holidays. She had got some Colonnet variegated cotton yarn, and she was knitting a square but hadn't decided what to do with it. And I was, well, knitting baby cardigans, you know, because that's what I do. And she has talked me into doing a craft fair in May to sell her wares at Christmas time. I said I was too slow a knitter, which I am, and she suggested that I do some felted pictures. So that's quite a plan, because they don't take too long, and I do enjoy doing them. So I would like some suggestions for actual pictures to do. I'm very good at a wee loch, a wee hill, and a wee apple tree. But I'm trying to do Caithness ones, which would be nice. I don't think I'd probably get away with doing the Castle of May. I think it might be a bit complicated. Just a wee bit. It might take a bit too long. So suggestions for that. How much would you buy one for, and what would you like on it? I have told Spundun that she's getting one, but as I've not needle felted anything in anger, it's not there, but I haven't forgotten. And also, I have not many photos to load up of crafty stuff this time. I haven't loaded up the holiday photos yet, but if you hang fire looking, I will put them along with the Prince Charles and maybe some more kilts and mackays at the games tomorrow. I was pulled up on this last time. I've not been used to people actually listening, so it's good for you to keep me in line. So, thank you for listening, and if you want to contact me, please do so on Ravelry as Louise J. Hunt, or Stitching Fingers as Louise Hunt, or Caithness Craft Collective at googlemail.com, or leave a comment on the Podbean webpage. I wouldn't leave a message there because it's not very good. Now, music from this week is again Mark Gunn, Wild Mountain Time from musicalley.com. Cheers for listening, and keep on crafting. All around, will you go? I see you go. Will you go? I see you go. We go.